Hey there, welcome to Inner Impact, a podcast about taking aligned action. I'm your host, Giada Centofanti, coach and founder of Care to Impact. On this show, you will get tools, inspiration, and space to take aligned action and create a business that brings joy and positive change to your lives and the world. You know, taking aligned action starts with understanding your core needs and desires. So download the free Find Clarity Toolkit to get clear on what you need and plan actionable next steps. Go to caretoimpact.com/clarity and grab your workbook and guided visualizations today. Hi there, welcome to Inner Impact. In today's episode, we are going to explore your deepest desires. How does that land with you? You know, I am asking because for many of my clients, this has been incredibly difficult work. Some of them felt they didn't know what they wanted, while others found out they felt they weren't allowed to want. So, yes, it can be very hard to name your desires. It may be because you feel confused. You know, with the impressively large amount of commercials, ads disguised as something else, and quote-unquote expert advice, it is hard to recognize which desires live inside you and are truly yours. And it may also be because you were raised to be a caregiver. That's what happens to AFOB people, right? So now it's very hard for you to say what you want because you were taught to be attuned to other people's desires, not yours. But acknowledging our desires is as important as it is hard work. Naming what you want and don't want to improves your well-being because it helps you not suppress a part of yourself. It also gives you an opportunity to take action and try to get or create what you want when your context, resources, and level of privilege allow you. When they don't, you may have the opportunity to see more clearly where you may want to seek help, support, community, or mutual aid. In any case, giving yourself the chance to listen to your core self is a healthy practice, and it's almost always available to us. So today I want to share with you one practice that I find especially powerful because it involves a bit of embodiment. Connecting to our body helps us ground in the present moment and also gain insights from our body's wisdom, which we may tend to overlook. So today we'll dive deep into it with our grounding practice. Then I'll give you a few reflection prompts. And as usual, you will have some time in between each prompt to journal, record voice memos, or whatever else you prefer to do to process your thoughts. Okay, before we start, just a gentle reminder that if you want to deepen, integrate, or further apply what will come up for you during your reflections, we can work together one-on-one. Whether you need ongoing support or just one session to get grounded, I would love to support you as you take aligned action. So head to caretoimpact.com so we could call and explore how I can support you. Okay, let's start our grounding practice. Take a moment to settle into a comfortable position. Close your eyes or soften your gaze if you can and want. Or if you are moving, slow your pace down and start connecting with your body and physical sensations. Now place a hand on your chest and take three deep breaths. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly. Allow your body to relax with each breath and let go of any tension. Keep on breathing at your own pace while focusing on your heart center. Start feeling your chest, the texture of your clothes, your skin, the temperature. Notice how your chest is rising and falling with each breath. Notice the sensations around your heart. Now tune into your heartbeat. Notice its rhythm, its sound, its pulsing. Notice the energy your heart radiates. Stay with it. Okay, now you are ready to listen to what your heart wants to tell you. I am going to repeat each prompt twice, and I will give you a couple of minutes to reflect. Then I'll come back with another prompt. What is your heart ready to let go of right now? What is your heart ready to let go of right now? What is your heart ready to invite in right now? What is your heart ready to invite in right now? Thank you. will giving to your heart what it wants make possible for you? What will giving to your heart what it wants make possible for you? What's one small thing you can do this week to start giving your heart what it wants? What's one small thing you can do this week to start giving your heart what it wants? So, how did it go? I really hope you were able to tune into your heart and let it share its wisdom with you. Okay, that's it for today. You can find the show notes, the prompts, and the transcript at caretoimpact.com/podcast. And while you are there, don't forget to download your free Find Clarity Toolkit. Okay, this is our last episode before the winter holidays, and the podcast will be back in January. So thank you so much for listening so far. Bye for now and keep sparking your inner impact.